The United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution in support of the US-drafted ceasefire deal aimed at ending the fighting between Israel and Hamas. 14 of the 15 members voted in favour, with Russia abstaining. The resolution states Israel has accepted the plan. Hamas has welcomed the Security Council decision to back the deal, saying it was ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the plan's principles. There are also reports this morning of four Israeli soldiers killed in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, the death toll continues to rise in Gaza. In 3 days between Saturday and yesterday, another 393 Palestinians killed, over 1,000 injured, and the Al-Aqsa Hospital, one of many in crisis, now operating at five-fold capacity on one generator. Georgios Petropoulos is the head of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Gaza, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. Will you tell us about the challenges, even in the last few days, in Rafah, and the continuing struggle there to just survive?
Hi, good morning to you and to your listeners. Thank you for having me. I'm speaking to you from Deir al-Balah this morning in Gaza, where we are counting in the whole strip about 1.9 million people displaced from what we think is about 2.1 million people left, those who have not fled to Egypt or outright being killed, where we have more than 37,000. Our system right now continues to be in a bit of disarray. I have to say that especially the attacks that took place in Nusayrat a few days ago during the hostage operation not only killed hundreds of civilians and injured hundreds of others, some with life-changing injuries which cannot be treated here in the Strip, but also destroyed very, very, very important humanitarian infrastructure which we use, water points, water wells, pumping stations. We had some of our warehouses that had been bombed. Some staff was injured. Certainly, I know one NGO lost a member of staff in the attacks. And of course, the terror and fear, especially in Nusayrat camp, cannot be underlined more. I was at Al-Aqsa Hospital 3 hours after the attack. What we witnessed there was, I can't begin to relay it, hundreds of people being treated on the floor, bleeding out and dying on the floor, unable to protect them in this war, and unable to even bring beds to hospitals so that they can die next to their families, at least on a bed.
If Al-Aqsa, and it is one of many hospitals that is operating at massively above its capacity, if its generator goes down and it's down to one, or if they can no longer get fuel to keep oxygen going for people who need it, what's going to happen?
I mean, in the first instance, many people will die immediately because a lot of people in ICUs all over the Strip. It's something we've seen before. Once electricity goes out, they can't be kept alive. Al-Aqsa Hospital, when we went, had approximately 700 people as patients. And this is a hospital that pre-war was around 150, 160 beds. It's not, you're right, it's not the only hospital that is in this situation. 2 days ago in North Gaza, at Kamal Adwan and Adwa hospitals, we witnessed new damage to the hospitals from the fighting there and had to deliver supplies, both fuel and medicines, to them after 50 days of being unable to access because of the fighting. So even our deconfliction system with the Israeli military is stood down when they begin substantive operations. We cannot approach these hospitals. And of course, very frequently, they are entered by armed men, they're entered by soldiers, and their whole operation ceases. So one of the hospitals, both of them actually, had to open only about a week ago, and since then are busy bringing their doctors back, who were terrified, and once again, rebuilding hospitals, which takes money, time, and supplies that we simply don't have anymore.
Given what you're telling us about the hour-by-hour and daily struggle for people to survive, have they got the headspace to absorb news of that UN Security Council resolution, or even what it might mean for this Biden peace deal that is still under negotiation?
I'm not a psychologist, but from what I see here every day, 100% of the focus is on survival, is on taking care of their families and each other. I would say if there is headspace for anything else, it's a very, very small part of the mind that has been reserved for attaching only one thing, and that will be the end of this war. And if it comes through a ceasefire, then it is very, very welcome.
And what about a view there? Do people want Hamas to accept this deal that's on offer?
I can't speak to that. I think people are very tired of this fighting. I think they're tired of daily attacks. They're tired of feeling that no matter where they move, they'll have to move again and that they will not be safe. I think it's important to remember that there's always two parties to a conflict, and there's two parties that are going to have to agree to the ceasefire.
Georgios Petropoulos, head of the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Gaza. We appreciate your time this morning.